Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building gunshot-style impacts for drum and bass, but we're doing it the smart way. No firearm recordings, no overly literal weapon samples, just safe Foley, shaped hard, so you still get that aggressive crack and bite energy that works in rollers, jungle, neuro, whatever you're making. Here's the target sound in plain English. A gunshot-style impact in DNB is basically a short, violent transient, a sharp crack right at the front. A bit of mid-range bite so it reads on small speakers, and then a very controlled little room tail, so it feels real, but doesn't smear your drums. It's punctuation, not a constant sound. By the end, you'll have a reusable impact setup with 3 or 4 layers, plus a processing chain that makes it hit like a weapon-like accent without actually being one. And I'll give you some timing tricks so it lands like a real DNB producer would place it. First, quick sourcing and safety. We are avoiding actual bun recordings. And even for commercial releases, it's a good habit to avoid anything that's too on the nose. Instead, grab a few Foley hits like balloon pops or paper bag pops, a sharp wood snap, a metal clank or tick, maybe a book thump or a door latch. Keep it simple. 2 to 4 hits max. The whole trick is shaping and layering, not stacking 20 sounds. Now let's build it in Ableton. Create a MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. This is a clean workflow because one MIDI note equals one impact, which makes it super easy to sequence in fills. Pick a pad, like C1, and we're going to drop in multiple audio samples as separate samplers on that pad. Think of it like roles in a little team. Lyra is your crack. This is the front edge that tells your ear, impact happened now. Balloon pop, sharp stick break, snappy wood crack, anything with a fast transient. Layer B is your body. This is the weight and the thump. Book hit, small door slam, a short thud. Layer C is the metal tick or edge. This is the small, bright piece that adds bite and helps it cut through bass and breaks without needing more volume. Layer D is optional. Tail or room. If you don't have a room sample, no problem. We can generate a believable tail with reverb later. But if you do have a short room hit, it can add realism. Before we even add effects, coach note, gain staging for transients matters more than the effects. Hold down the volume of each simpler layer so, when all layers play together, the pad isn't slamming the meter. Aim for the combined hit peaking around -12 to -8 dB on that track. You'll get cleaner saturation later, and you'll avoid that "why is everything clipping even though I barely processed it" problem. Also, do a tiny cleanup on the raw samples. If you hear clicks that aren't part of the sound, go to the clip view and add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, and a tiny fade out that stops digital clicks when you shorten releases aggressively. Now, shape each layer in simpler, classic mode. Start with layer A, the crack. We want it instantly sharp. Nudge the start point forward until any pre-noise or handling sound disappears, and it just snaps. For the amp envelope, keep attack at 0, decay around 60 to 120 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, and release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. In other words, it speaks fast, and it gets out of the way fast. Then filter it. High pass it pretty aggressively, like 200 to 500 Hz. We're not using this layer for low end. We want the crack, not the woof. If it needs more snap, transpose it up a couple semitones, maybe up to 7. Just be subtle. You're aiming for cuts through, not chipmunk. Layer B, the body. This one can be slightly longer. Attack 0 to 2 milliseconds, decay around 120 to 250, release 60 to 120. Then low pass it so it stays thuddy and doesn't fight the crack. Try a low pass somewhere between 2 and 6 kHz. If you want a slightly more weapon-like feel, you can add a subtle pitch drop. In simpler's pitch envelope, try -6 to -18 semitones, but with a very short decay, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. It's more of a thump gesture than an obvious dive. Layer C, the metal tick. Make this super short. Decay 30 to 80 milliseconds. And filter it so it lives in the bite zone. Band pass around 2 to 6 kHz is a great starting range. Then a classic trick, pan it just a tiny bit left or right, like 5 to 15. That little offset creates width without making the whole impact drift off center. Layer D, tail or room, if you're using one. High pass it around 250 to 600 so it doesn't cloud the low mids, and give it a longer release, maybe 150 to 400 milliseconds. In DNB, tails should be controlled. Long tails feel cinematic and will step on your drums. Cool. At this point, you should already hear a designed hit when you trigger the pad, even without effects. Now we build the impact engine, a processing chain that glues it, adds aggression, and gives it space. On the pad chain or on the whole track, add this device order, EQ8, saturator, drum boss, hybrid reverb, utility, and a limiter at the end for safety. You can add a gate later if you want the classic tight jungle cutoff. EQ 8 first. This is where we make it mix ready and focus the shot zones. Put a high pass at 30 to 45 HC just to remove rumble. Then listen for boxiness in the 200 to 400 range and dip gently if needed. Then add a small bell boost around 2.5 to 5k HC for crack presence. If it needs a tiny bit of air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12k HC can help, but be careful. This is also where harshness lives, especially on loud systems. Next, saturator. This is your impact energy stage. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB, choose a curve like soft sine or analog clip, and turn soft clip on if you want that extra control. Then pull the output down so the level matches when you bypass it. Teacher tip. Always level match saturation. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you'll overdo it. Then drum bus. This is a DNB cheat code when you use it with restraint. Drive maybe 5 to 20%, crunch near 0 to 10%. Usually keep boom off for this kind of gunshot impact, unless you specifically want a big drop blast. And then the big one. Transience. Push that somewhere around plus 5 up to plus 25. This is where the crack becomes confident. Now hybrid reverb for a short room tail. We're not making a cinematic explosion. Choose room or ambience, decay around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds and add predelay around 5 to 20 milliseconds. That predelay is important because it lets the crack hit first, then the room follows. High pass the reverb around 250 to 800, low pass around 6 to 10 kHE and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 18%. After that, utility, set bass mono somewhere around 120 to 200 HZ. Then set width depending on the vibe. For clean rollers, maybe 80 to 110%. For heavier moments, you can push 90 to 130, but don't overdo it. If it sounds wide but smaller, that's usually phase issues. And finally, a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB and aim for it to catch only peaks, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not here to make it louder. It's here to keep your ears and your master safe, because these transients can spike hard. Now let's make it feel like DNB in the arrangement, because placement is half the sound. Set your project around 174 BPM. Classic placement number 1. End of bar fill. Put your impact on beat 4.4, the last 16th note, right before the new bar hits. It creates that snap into the next bar energy. Placement 2. Drop marker. Put one impact on the first beat of the drop, like bar 33 beat 1, but keep it short so it doesn't mask your kick and snare. If your impact is long, it will make the drop feel smaller, not bigger, because it steals the transient spotlight. Placement 3. Call and response with bass. Put it after a bass phrase, on a spot like beat 2.3 or 3.3, where there's a hole. Impacts need space. If your bass is constant, the impact will feel weak no matter how loud it is. Here's a classic roller trick. Impact plus snare flam. Duplicate the impact. Place it 10 to 25 milliseconds before the snare on beat 2 or 4, and make it quieter. It feels like a snap leading into the snare, and it sounds very produced without being busy. Now, let's push the weapon like illusion, without going literal. Three tools: transient, pitch, and tail. Transient. If it's not reading, shorten the crack layer decay, or increase drum bus transients, or use a fast compressor. Treat the crack like a snare transient. If it's too long, it turns into a messy slap instead of a crack. Pitch. A micro pitch drop on the body layer can add that impact physics feel. Again, subtle. If it sounds like a laser, you went too far. Tail. Keep it controlled. If you want that tight jungle PSHD tail, do the gate trick. Put a gate after hybrid reverb. Set the threshold so the tail opens but it doesn't let through noise forever. Keep return low, and set release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now you get a room tail that stops exactly when you want, which is perfect for fast breaks. Let's hit common mistakes so you can troubleshoot fast. If your impact is ruining the mix, it's usually too much low end. High pass more, tighten the body, and remember, your sub and bass line need headroom. This impact is punctuation, not a second kick drum. If it sounds cinematic and blurry, your reverb tail is too long or too wet. Shorten decay, lower wet, or use the gate. If it hurts, it's probably a harsh spike in the 3 to 6 kHC zone. Use a EQ8 to hunt it and dip it. Don't be afraid of narrow cuts if something is piercing. If it loses punch when you layer, that can be phase or timing. Try nudging just the metal tick layer later by 1 to 7 milliseconds. Earlier feels sharper, later feels thicker and more stacked. Also, check polarity with utility if needed, but timing nudges usually solve it. Now for a couple intermediate variations you can try quickly. Short slap variation for minimal rollers. Shorten releases across the board and keep total length under about 180 milliseconds. After saturation, add auto filter with a high pass around 250 to 500 with a tiny resonance. This makes it tight and finished without fighting the snare. Aged metallic crack for dark jungle. Put redux before saturator, downsample lightly, something like 8 to 14 kHz, and keep dry slash wet low, 10 to 25%. Then EQ a narrow dip wherever it gets painful, often around 3.5 to 5.5 kHz. Reverb stays super short, gated hard. Neuro Canon tick switch hit. Make a parallel chain inside an audio effect rack. Chain 1 is your clean impact. Chain 2 is a mid-destroy layer. Amp into cabinet. Then EQ band pass from about 700 Hz to 6 kHz. Blend it quietly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB under the clean. That adds violence without needing more volume. And a fun drop marker trick. Reverse suck into shot. Duplicate your crack sample. Reverse it. High pass it hard. Keep it short like 50 to 120 milliseconds. And place it right before the main hit. It gives you that inhale without a long riser. Alright, quick practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 to 25 minutes. Pick 3 fully hits. 1 crack, 1 body, 1 metal. Build the drum rack pad, shape in simpler, add the processing chain. Then program 2 bars at 174 BPM. Bar 1, put the impact on 4.4 as a pre-drop. Bar 2, put it on 1.1 as a drop hit. Make 2 variations. Variation is tight and dry. Keep reverb under 8%. This audio version is shortened for playback.